Let us pray. Holy God, open our eyes to your presence. Open our ears to your call. Open our hearts to your love. Amen. Please be seated. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we are reminded that Advent teaches us to prepare, to wait, and listen. Since the beginning of the season, we have been preparing ourselves for the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The previous three Sundays, we have focused on the anticipation of the coming of the Messiah, on John preaching a message of repentance and baptizing, and the beginning of Jesus in his adult ministry. But our gospel today, in it we read part of Matthew's narrative of Jesus' birth. Of the four gospels, only Matthew and Luke contain birth narratives. Luke focuses on Mary. And for Luke, Joseph is more of an afterthought, let's say. But for Matthew, he puts Joseph squarely into the story. So today, as we stand at the doorstep of Christmas, only a couple of days away, we also stand alongside Joseph, waiting to hear what God is about to do through the birth of Jesus the Messiah. We enter the story after Jesus' lineage was described in great detail in the beginning of Matthew's gospel. It sets the stage for the coming of the Messiah who will bring about salvation, not just to Israel, but to all of humanity. And to ease us into the story of how God entered the world and will change it forever, Matthew opens with familiar words. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. Then, in a rather casual way, he continues, Mary, who was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I want to say, hold up! Could you just repeat that? However juicy the details might have been in this drama as it unfolded, Matthew rolls on and tells us that Jesus is a righteous man. But let's face it, this righteous man has a major dilemma. Given Mary's condition by the law, she would be publicly humiliated, punished, and even stoned to death. That would preserve Joseph's own righteousness under the law. But to be righteous also meant to be merciful. And in a sense, we get that Joseph also loved Mary enough not to wish her any shame or any harm. He solves his dilemma by deciding to divorce her, but not to do it publicly, to do it secretly with only a couple of witnesses. Now we can imagine that Joseph had his own plans and dreams. He had some idea laid out of how his life would go with Mary, but they are dashed. And I think that we can relate. Many of us have had dreams and plans we had to abandon because it was the only option available. Whatever the dream, something happened that it had to be let go of. Reality checked in, and we realized the dream would never come true, at least not the way we planned. I know I've been there. We can also understand that Joseph, on his own, couldn't imagine how God could be present in so difficult embarrassing and dangerous a situation as Mary's pregnancy. So God intervenes, and Joseph is given a dream. God sends an angel as a messenger to help Joseph and to tell him not to fear, that Mary's child is conceived from the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, and name the child Jesus, for he will save his people and their sins. The angel gives Joseph the faith and hope he needed to make what had been otherwise an unthinkable decision and a new path. Again, I don't know about you, but whenever a messenger from God says, do not be afraid about anything in Scripture, I begin to think to myself, this is really a situation that will certainly cause me to be fearful, if not terrified. But then I remember, this is God we're talking about. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid doesn't mean that God's call won't shake us to our very foundations, perhaps delighting us, perhaps rocking our world, but it will change everything in our lives. Do not be afraid, but watch out, because God is up to something. This is a message for us today as well. There are countless things that happen in our lives that make us afraid. And those occurrences often include some kind of change. Change in our personal or family life, change in a relationship, change in our health, a devastating diagnosis of some kind, a change in our workplace, a change in our church, a change in our nation, a change due to a major loss. The anticipation of what our future will look like provokes and raises our anxiety because we fear the unknown. But the angel tells Joseph, and by extension tells us, do not be afraid. Because God is present in the midst of all this chaotic, anxiety-provoking activity. God is at work. God is making something important happen right here. The angel's message also instructed Joseph to name the child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. God acts in Jesus to save us from our sins and, yes, the sins of our world. God, save us from the things that we've done. God will save us from those things we can't change or undo. From the regrets that seem to hold us hostage, God offers us release. God saves us from the sins of our society, from pollution and racism and poverty and all of the ills we inflict upon one another and upon all of God's creation. And as the gospel continues, and to bring the rest of us along to help us understand, Matthew grounds us in Scripture, and we are told that all of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Now, Isaiah's words may feel a little out of place here since the child's name here is Emmanuel. But in truth, Jesus embodies God with us. This passage inserted into Matthew's gospel helps us to see and to understand who Jesus really is. The proclamation that Jesus is God with us, God in human flesh, and that affirmation is at the heart of our faith. Jesus is God with us and God for us always. So when Joseph awoke from sleep, he didn't argue with the message of the angel who appeared to him in the dream. I might have considered that. But in fact, Joseph doesn't say a single word anywhere in the whole New Testament. He simply does what is asked of him. He is obedient. When given a new dream, one that he could never have imagined or anticipated, he embraces it. Joseph responds to the angel's message by taking Mary to be his wife so that the dream might be fulfilled. God's dream may be fulfilled. That's the way of faith. That's Advent and Christmas. Along with Joseph, we too are called to hear God's message to us in the midst of complicated situations and to be faithful even when we don't know where it all leads. If our lives are messy, full of tough decisions and awkward moments, we can take heart in knowing that God has been there before. Believe it. Believe it along with Joseph, even if it doesn't make sense right now. Believe that God is with us, even now, with us in the breaking of bread and in the fellowship we share today, with words of encouragement, with us at every point of our lives. And so we wait. Listen, and God continues to speak. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in